And I believe we have Bobby Nightingale, who covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, joining us right now. Bobby, good to visit with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and a busy day today, not only the regular spring training game, but that Futures game, Twins and Rays, right?
Yeah, just got over, just ended in an 8-8 tie, but a chance for some of those young guys, kind of their first national TV game, first time they've, you know, some of them first time they've worn a Twins uniform in an actual game, so exciting for them, for the young.
And I think this is a phenomenal idea. I mean, I really like it. And Tampa Bay, they're in Port Charlotte training, so it's not far away. I think this is really a good idea in a showcase like this, and a chance, because really a lot of these kids toil on the back fields in obscurity during spring training.
Absolutely. I mean, they're the ones that kind of, you know, especially guys that get drafted, they kind of disappear off the radar for 3-4 years at a time, you know, unless you're kind of a college guy that advances really quickly. So it's kind of a chance to say, like, you know, NBA, they're in the lineup right away. NFL, you see them right, you know, play them in college and you see them right away. So kind of a chance for MLB to say, hey, our prospects that are really exciting and might be part of the future in the next 2 or 3 years, you can actually see their progress versus not really hearing about them after they get drafted.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you did a piece on one of the Twins prospects, very highly touted, Walker Jenkins, and this was really a great read. Congrats to you on that. And I think during spring training, fans want to learn about these kids that at some point they're going to see in the major leagues in a Twins uniform.
Absolutely. And, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, internally they're extremely high on. Obviously, he's a long way away. I mean, just got drafted last year. Hasn't played higher than A-ball. So still got time to grow to get back to get to the major league level. But there's a lot of excitement in terms of what he's shown so far, just in terms of the tools. His personality is really popular with everyone kind of in Fort Myers, in terms of he is around the stadium staff a lot. He signs autographs all the time with fans a lot. So, you know, one of those exciting, kind of like the Royce Lewis, you know, of when he was working his way up. I get the sense it's a similar feel.
Yeah, and the way you describe him, a big, strong kid who has no problem getting his bat on the real hard stuff, because it seems like every arm you see, you know, top arms in the minor leagues and certainly guys in the big leagues, I mean, they're touching 100 miles an hour, and he's able to get the bat there.
Yeah, one stat that the Twins shared is that, you know, they track every pitch and every, you know, all the data from every game, and he only swung and missed at one fastball last year, and that's when he faced the number one pick, Paul Skeens, who won a College World Series championship with LSU, which tells you, you know, he's facing pretty much everyone who's older than him. He's able to catch up to the top fastballs, which is a great sign, but he stands out, and he looks like a middle linebacker more than a baseball player. Really built, worked out in the offseason with Ryan Jeffers, so he's been around big leaguers, and, you know, that's something that, you know, beyond his physical skills, I think is something that the Twins are excited about, is just in terms of he knows kind of how to handle himself around older players.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point. We're so used to a lot of these top players having spent time in college or played a full year, full 4 years of college, you know, in some of these marquee programs. But you got to remember, just 19 years old, and that, you know, that'll take some seasoning. Is there a sense where he might start the year? Is he going to make the jump to Double A, or has he got another year in A ball?
Yeah, I would guess they'd keep him here in Fort Myers just to start off the year. And then, so that's low A, and then Cedar Rapids, high A would be the next step. But you look at some of the guys recently, I mean, teams have been pretty aggressive with moving top prospects like Jackson Holliday. With Baltimore, he started at low A last year and made it all the way to Triple A. Now he's the number one prospect in the sport and, you know, the son of Matt Holliday. So the bloodlines run strong there, but shows you how fast teams are, you know, if players perform well at a level, they won't hold guys for kind of like they used to for a full year. So definitely could see him move quick. And I get the sense the Twins won't hesitate to move him quickly if that's as long as he keeps performing.
Bobby Nightingale joins us, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. And I would assume we're at the point in spring training where all the veteran guys are like, okay, let's break camp, let's get it going.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you can tell it's getting a little bit closer. I mean, we're under 2 weeks away from opening day in Kansas City. So not that camp's wound down yet, but like Pablo Lopez pitched in today's spring training game, and he only has one more spring start before his opening day start. So can finally start to see the finish line, I guess.
Yeah, and once again, a week from Thursday already in Kansas City, a rare day off, and spring training coming up on Tuesday. We should point out, Twins take on the Blue Jays in Dunedin tomorrow at noon. No radio, and then they have a matinee Monday against the Red Sox, and then no ball game on Tuesday before we jump back into it. And then, of course, the Twins will break camp a week from Tuesday and then head for Kansas City, have their traditional workout on the 27th, and then the season begins. Bobby, as we get to that point with about a week and a half to go in spring training, any jobs up for grabs, or do you feel like this roster is pretty set for that first series in Kansas City?
Yeah, I think it's very much set. I mean, more so than years past. I mean, you look at the position players, I think the 13 position players that they'll carry, 13 position players, 13 pitchers, I think those are the 13 are locked for on the position player side. And then the pitching side, I mean, the rotation is pretty much in stone. You know, Pablo Lopez, Bailey Ober, Joe Ryan, Chris Paddock. If Anthony DeSclafani is not healthy enough, Louis Barlin's your number five starter. If DeSclafani's healthy, then maybe that's him. You know, maybe there's a couple spots in the bullpen, but that's about it.
Yeah, and a good spot for the Twins to be in. Another development, and I brought up, you know, some of the highlights from the box score today. Really, really good things from Byron Buxton. Granted, it's spring training. You can't read too much into it, but all signs are pointing in the right direction for Buxton, which is huge for this club.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't read into stats, but I'd read into exactly how he's feeling. I mean, he's playing back-to-back games in center field. Today was about as, like, if it was a real game, as dominant as you could be for five innings. He was making diving catches, scoring from first on base hits. I think he had two hits himself. So, I mean, he looks like the old Byron Buxton. Obviously, health has always been the big question mark, but he wasn't flying around this way last year. I mean, he was playing through pain last year, and you've kind of seen what a healthy Byron Buxton looks like, which that hasn't been the case for a little while.
One of the other things that comes out of spring training is there are going to be guys optioned to St. Paul who in their mind think, I'm ready to be in the big leagues, I'm ready to contribute, I'm chomping at the bit. And we know there's going to be trips to the injured list. No major league team goes 162 without needing to dip into the minor leagues, some more than others, depending on how the year goes. But who are some of those guys that are headed for St. Paul that are going to be really the first guys to come up, who have maybe impressed the spring, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, Brooks Lee, one of their top field prospects, he he's a switch hitter, jumps out immediately, kind of blocked in the infield right now, but probably an injury away, and he could play at second, third, or short, so a lot of avenues as long as he keeps hitting at AAA. Jose Miranda, you know, he's pretty much a first baseman only now, first base DH, but if there was an opening there, he'd be one of the early guys to get called up. He's been swinging pretty good in spring training. Just needs to prove he's healthy after he had his shoulder injury last year. And then pitching-wise, Simeon Woods Richardson, you saw him up briefly up a couple times in the past, but he's throwing harder than he did last year. And that's been one encouraging sign for the Twins, is just kind of seeing his progress.
Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. And once again, a terrific story in the Star Tribune. It was posted yesterday. Twins prospect Walker Jenkins has tools to be great. Really a good story. We invite people to check that out. And thanks again for the time, as always.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. And once again, a programming note, no radio tomorrow. Twins at Dunedin to play the Blue Jays. That is a noon start. So no ball game. Rare Sunday off for the Twins on the radio. And then right back at it on Monday as spring training winds down. But